Hey, geeks!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of It's All Geek to Me. I am your plucky host, Em.
And I'm your fantastic host, Kate.
Ooh, she's fantastic today.
I am fantastic today. I am loving life now, so, you know, I can be fantastic more often.
Yay!
So we are here to bring you your weekly geekly, which this week includes a lot of TV.
This is true.
Which I'm okay with. It was pretty awesome TV, if I do say so myself.
I'm still reeling over the whole Arrow situation. I'll try not to make this the Arrow podcast.
We only have an hour, so we can't make it the Arrow podcast because we went on about Arrow for about 45 minutes last week.
Well, that show just gives me a lot of feels.
Oh, I know. I watched it for a second time today, and it literally, I just wanted to rip my heart out and put it on the counter and be like, that's what you did. You just did this. Thank you, Arrow.
The boy turned to me afterwards, and he just goes, are you okay? And I go, no, I have a lot of feels.
Well, since we're on the subject, why don't we just get Arrow out of the way?
All right, let's
do some Arrow. So, if you guys have been watching Arrow, then you know what happened this past week. Not only did Oliver return at the end of the episodes, thank God he's finally back.
Yay!
But we got to kind of watch our team of misguided superheroes. Team Arrow. Try to take on a mob boss and his posse of people. And I love how they like got everyone in the Glades together. I love that Sin came back. So good to see her again. Miss that character. Great character. They should use her more.
I squealed out loud. Yeah. I freaking love Sin. I was so mad that she was gone. And then, of course, her seeing fake Canary. Phoneri, if you will.
Ooh, I like Phoneri.
Phoneri just made me kind of scream out and be like, look what you did, Laurel. You didn't think about anybody else but yourself. You're hurting everyone.
She just... Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She never thought about doing what she did affecting anybody else.
No, and that's the main problem with that character. And here's my beef. Okay, you all know we have a beef with Laurel. We don't really like the character. We haven't for most of
ever
season two and all of this season so far. No, I'm not going to say forever because in season one I was like, well, there's still redemption here. There was redemption for the show in season two, so why not redemption for this character? Here's my beef. All of a sudden, her and Roy are out kicking some butt, and Roy goes, well, whatever her trainer's name is a really good trainer. And I'm like, whoa. Last week she was having her butt handed to her, and this week all of a sudden she can handle it?
Like, not only that, we learned that her trainer was like, you're not ready to do this.
Yeah.
And she was like, whatever.
Sad about him, by the way. I can't believe they axed him.
Is he officially axed?
I don't know.
She just got the crud beat out of him. Right. He might be fine.
And she like leans over to him and she's like, you're going to be fine. And he's like, I'm glad you're a better fighter than you are a liar. And I'm like, no, don't kill him. There's no reason to kill him. It's useless murder.
Useless murder. I do have to say I'm loving this whole crime boss storyline.
Mm. Yeah, I know. First of
all,
it's fun.
First of all, I love Vinnie Jones. Second of all, I'm sitting there going, this is what Gotham should be doing.
I think Gotham has its head up its butt.
It does, but this is what Gotham should be doing, like this type of storyline, like the mob boss coming in and having to defeat him and like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Furthermore, they decided to kill all of our hearts with, spoiler, the last scene, if you will, between Ollie and Felicity. And the thing was, somebody had said to me, who I was speaking to about this, like, oh, I hate Felicity now. They're making her character, like, so awful this season.
And I saw that online this week, too, and I was like, hold the phone.
I was like, no. No. They're like, they're making her all, like, wishy-washy and whiny. I'm like, no, they're not really. And, like, everything that's been happening to her, like, she has a reason to be that way. And to be mad at Oliver for choosing to work with Malcolm Merlyn, like, yeah, perhaps she should have given him the moment to explain.
No, there's no amount of explanation that makes it okay.
But, well, it's an ends justify the means type of thing, which, you know, she doesn't realize at this point, which is fine. So perhaps she should have given him the moment to explain. But think about it. She thought he was dead. She basically mourned him, and now he's back with something that, well, like, she believed he would never do, and it's a shock.
I know, and that whole conversation between the two of them in the alley where she's like, while you were gone, I allowed myself to fantasize about all of, you know, that he would come back and be different. And I love how Oliver's instant reaction is to go to, you mean things between you and I, which, yes. Yes. I'm sure Felicity did fantasize about that too. But I think she was hoping he would come back, like after, you know, in season two of this show, he was still out for vengeance. And then all of a sudden he wasn't about killing. It was more about stopping what was going on. And he was suddenly this good superhero, like Batman, you know, he wasn't out for anger anymore. I think she was hoping he was going to have a transformation like that, where he would come back and it would be a new, not that Arrow would not be needed anymore, but that it would be a new Oliver and a new Arrow. Because, you know, it's kind of a life-changing thing when you almost die. And he walked back in the same Oliver that left, kind of, and now on the side of Malcolm Merlyn. So you can understand where she's going, no. And while we all would have loved a juicy Felicity moment there, which we kind of did get one if you think about it, because she's like, you know, when you left, you told me that you loved me. However, her saying the words, I don't want to be a woman you love. Oh, my God. And there's my heart right there on the counter. You did that. Although,
I do have to say.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different in the way she's, because she says, you know, you loved Sarah. I don't know if necessarily he ever did truly love Sarah in that way.
I think the way
because think about it. Originally he was like hooking up with her when it became too much to deal with her sister. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he was kind of a cad back then. So that doesn't necessarily mean he loves her then. And then he ended up getting with her when she comes back and she's all like scarred and broken. But I think it was more of a like, we have survived the same kind of thing, trauma type thing, more than like, I really love you.
Absolutely.
Although he may have loved Sarah in some way, like, you know, you love a friend or something, I don't think it's comparative to how he feels about Felicity.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not being nitpicky, because I think the episode was well written and all the lines were great and all that. The one woman that Felicity doesn't mention in that little speech is his mother.
True.
And I was like, yes, he's turned Thea, and Thea has murdered a woman he loved, and you don't want to be a woman he loved. But hold on. He murdered two women he loved. He killed his mother, too. I will never forget about Susanna Thompson. Thank you very much.
Oh, Borg Queen.
She will forever be the Borg Queen.
I know.
She was a good one, too. Anyway, but I mean, it's interesting that I think honestly, she didn't, because she's talking about romantic love in that whole
thing. But she mentions his sister.
Yeah, you're right.
So mm-hmm. it's just because Moira doesn't suit that pattern.
No, it's understandable. I'm just saying, it's like the one woman that's been murdered that Oliver loved that wasn't mentioned in that little speech. Not that I'm nitpicking. I'm just saying Moira wasn't mentioned.
Hashtag just saying. She also did she mention Shadow? I don't think she mentioned Shadow either.
No, mm-mm. But if you look at the pattern, it's true.
But again, like, I just get mad at the people who were annoyed at Felicity saying she's whiny and stuff now. And I was like, no, I think there is very good reason for her to be acting the way she is acting. Plus, it's a TV show. There has to be drama.
Well, not only that, but I think they're getting on that because there's this whole strong female character thing going on, and we already have Laurel, who's a weak female character, so we don't need another one. But I also think that it's going to sound feminine, feministic anyway, but I think women are viewed as less than when they let their emotions take over like that. And in a way, yes, and in a way, no. And I think that's one thing that not everyone understands is that while, yes, we are incredibly emotional creatures, we're also very emotionally strong creatures, sometimes stronger emotionally than men are.
Come on, we have to front poop babies.
You just took my very serious thing and made it funny. But and I'm not transitioning into this because we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but it's like when you watch Agent Carter and her and Howard Stark are having that fight in episode 4, and he says something about he didn't want it to upset her, and she's like, don't make this about my emotions. Bingo! Mm-hmm. Right there. So while Felicity may be having an emotionally hard time, what's going on with her isn't all that. It's a whole mess of crap. She still has another job that she's supposedly dealing with. The guy that she is working with wants to become a vigilante like Oliver in his own way. Which
she definitely has the type.
Can we talk about the Adam suit for a second? No one, and I mean no one, is going to be fooled by his lovely clear visor and not know who it is.
I mean, I looked at it and didn't understand who it was. I was so confused.
I know. It's like a mashup of Iron Man and Ant-Man and the Flash meets something else. I'm not a fan.
So I was saying, it's the same thing as the Clark Kent principle. He puts on some glasses and suddenly nobody recognizes him.
Yeah, exactly. Or even, I mean, at least Batman has like the top half of his face covered. And I've read some things in the past that when you disguise one of the main features of the face, so if you disguise the eyes or you disguise the mouth, suddenly people can't recognize you. Like, that's why when robbers rob something, they, like in the old movies, they would put a handkerchief over their nose and mouth because you couldn't identify them just by their eyes, because our human brain doesn't work that way. Something's different, so we can't. But with this Adam suit, you can see right through the visor and see his full face.
Well, yeah, no.
I take
issue. He's not the brightest cookie in the drawer.
No, he's really not. But anyway, what I was saying with, like, so Felicity's dealing with all of this in addition to she mourned Oliver over the last couple of weeks, thinking that he was dead.
And that's a shocker to see him again.
So, and she did it all with heels on. Like, you guys, don't make it out to be that her emotions make her weaker. Don't go there.
If anyone is the dunce in this episode, it's freaking Thea.
Thea.
The arrow disappears and your brother disappears. Why are you not making connections, sweetie?
Yeah, I know. She's a little tied up with daddy issues,
I suppose. And somebody said that, I think it might have been you or Leslie, actually. Probably. Don't remember where I have these conversations, but someone was ragging on my Quentin, saying, how does he not know if he knows Roy's arsenal? And I was like, dude, because he thought it was Oliver, and then there was the whole misdirection.
It was me?
Yes, there was the whole misdirection. So, of course, now he's going to be like, oh, that was dumb. But I want to point out, he knew before anybody else knew.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was the first smart person. He knew. Right off, like, vigilante in town, you've just come back from being away.
You're not wrong. I was just saying.
I'm just saying, don't you get on my Quentin Lance. I have very strong feels about Quentin Lance.
Oh, for the love of Pete. So anyway, new developments, if you were, in the Arrow universe that were not overly thrilled with. But you know, the amount of angst that they throw into this show is awesome. Like, it makes it's sick, but that's what makes us keep coming back.
It hurts my
life. Did you ever think about that? Like, all these shows that just like smack us across the face with feelings are the ones that we are addicted to.
Shut up. It hurts my soul.
It's that, and it's the ones that make me think. Like, I cannot wait for Hannibal to come back this summer. And then I'm slowly but surely watching my way through this series of the fall. And every episode I get to the end and I go, what just happened? One of the girls that I work with can't believe that I am doing it so slowly. And the fact that I have to write a recap for the episode each week is what's making me go slow. Or I would just sit down and marathon it and like get it done. But yes, you guys, so if you have not watched The Fall, you really should. Awesome show. first two seasons are available on Netflix. And no, I don't think so on Hulu, but definitely on Netflix. Awesome show. Oh, awesome show. And if you happen to be a 50 Shades of Grey fan and are looking forward to seeing Jamie Dornan in that, go watch him be a serial killer first. It's a much better role. Just saying.
I'm just saying, can we look at his resume for a moment?
Can we look at his resume?
50 Shades Fall.
He's a serial killer in this one and a serial BDSM killer, addict in the other.
Badly written fan fiction BDSM addict, you know.
I cannot believe the amount of money that that author has made off of that. We're not getting on that rant right now. Anyway, let's stick with TV.
We do not have time today.
We do not. So let's, did you watch Face Off this week?
I did. I'm still.
I too am still. I'm having a hard time having it keep my interest. I enjoyed the challenge this week. I'm very happy with who won. I do forget her name.
Refresher on the challenge for those listening.
So the challenge was like a playing card challenge. They gave them a playing card and they had to make like a Tim Burton-esque whimsical king, queen, jack, that kind of thing. From a deck of cards.
Whimsy. That's their favorite word.
They do like to use the word whimsy. There were a couple that were really good. There were a couple that were crap. The one that walked out looking like a pirate with a giant eye patch on the one side of its face. And then the judges walk up and literally peel behind the wig and peel the appliance up. And I was like, oh, you're done.
Oh, it's over.
It's just, the thing I will say is there's no slow burn like there was in past seasons where they had to get their sea legs with it and they were doing crappy work and crappy work and crappy work and then it slowly got better. Right. All of these people, like the top three looks were all people on Lara's team because they're getting coached. So right. For me, it's like, okay, you can't pick a winner out of this sea of people now because they're being coached by people who know how to win. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
I also think that sci-fi has oversaturated us with this show.
Yeah. It's just, and they've run out of ideas. Yeah. That's why they're like, "Oh, we're going to throw," which is so sad because I love the show, but
oh yeah, great concept and it's interesting because I love special effects makeup. If Kate loves anything, it's special effects makeup and clothes.
This is true.
My passions. It's just, it's been too much. I'm going to finish the season because I want to know who wins and I'm curious to see if they can throw anything else at me that's going to hook me again. But I think once this season is done, if they announce another, I'm going to have to take a rain check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is sad, again, because I really did love the show, but
it's too much.
Kind of bored with it at this point. Yeah, like I have it on in the background while I'm doing like 50 things and then have to go, oh wait, it's over, who won, and rewind it.
Exactly. And you have to rewind it to be like, wait, who won, what was the look, blah blah blah. And it's just the one look I really liked, the girl made a collar that had real hearts on it, like mm-hmm. That was so macabre, it was so cool.
Clearly, Kate loved it.
Oh, God, I'm such a weirdo.
I think they'd be better off, instead of doing another season, break it down to be a bunch of specials and do, like, one-off challenges.
Or have
special people come in and do it, so get special makeup artists, for example. They had the judges special, which was really awesome. So how cool would it be to get, like, random, like,
not makeup random. Not random. Michael Westmore. Could we just...
Well, that please. Too, but you know what I mean? Like, find a bunch of other, like, makeup artists and stuff who are already out in the world and be like, okay, you've got 24 hours, make this happen or something.
That would be interesting. Actually, what I would really like is to maybe have them do, like, an avant-garde fashion show type where they go behind the scenes of an avant-garde fashion show and follow those makeup artists through their prep or something like that. Just, you can keep it still makeup-centric. Or what would be really cool is to have them shadow a special effects makeup artist for the day on set, because I think that's the part of it that people don't know about. Like, occasionally if you watch The Walking Dead or watch Talking Dead after Walking Dead, they'll show you a behind-the-scenes shot and they I don't think they've gone into the makeup trailer, except for the times that, like, Greg Nicotero has been a walker.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be really cool to do an hour-long special of, like, a day in the life of the special effects makeup artist, so that we, as fans, people who maybe haven't worked in the industry and don't know what it's like on a film set, could get a feel for what their next step is when they leave Face Off.
When they,
like,
take
or their and you face know the perfect off. The perfect place to do it would be on a freaking Hunger Games set, because V. Neal is there. Maybe they've already got this in the works. I don't know. I'm not a genius. I know I'm not the first one to come up with this idea, but I'm just saying that'd be fun. Okay, so anyway, shall we move on?
Let's. What are we moving on to, my dear?
My favorite, Agent Carter.
Of course.
This week's episode was so fun. So if you guys aren't watching Agent Carter, I really wish you would go and do it. And if you can do it legally, please do. There's
don't
a whole
do it.
There's a yeah, hey, I posted a poster on our Twitter account today that was from an artist on Tumblr. That's like a you can do it kind of poster, like I want you for the US Army.
Yes.
Of Peggy Carter. And she's like, I want you to watch Agent Carter on Carter. Tuesdays at 9/8 Central. And we got a lot of hits on it. People really, really loved it. And there's a whole campaign going on there, too. There's one that is the hashtag Renew Agent Carter, and there's another hashtag that is Save Agent Carter. So the reason the Save Agent Carter one was created is because the ratings took a dip from 1.6 with the first two-hour premiere to 1.3. Right. And they're trying to figure out why. I can't tell you why. I do know that at least two people tweeted us back when I tweeted that and said that they would give it another shot because they trust our judgment.
Woohoo!
I know.
Trust
I know.
Bad idea.
What I loved about this week's episode is Peggy. We all know this. Peggy's got an attitude that she keeps in check, but she uses it when she needs to. And
she's a little sass monster.
I know. She's fantastic. She demanded that. Well, not demanded. She flat out told her boss that she was going on the infiltration trip to Russia. Like, she's like, no, I'm going to Russia. And I love when she's like, if I can provide the 107th, you know, tactical team, you know, I can go. And he goes, yeah, if you can get them, good luck. Like, you can hear it in his voice. And she literally makes one phone call and she's like, they'll meet us there. Fantastic. I love it. So Peggy gets to reunite with the Howling Commandos, which was so fun. So fun.
I love them.
Do you know, like, the one thing that I really noticed, I do love them too, but the one thing I really noticed in this episode was that we got genuine smiles and laughter from her when right. she was with them, because these men think of her as one of their equals.
Right.
She doesn't take up the rear. She actually, they follow her, or she's right beside them. It's not, oh, hey, you take up the rear. It's, she's one of them, flat, right. plain and simple. And I love that. My favorite moment of the episode is not one that I'm sure anyone's going to think of. It's after they've gotten out and she's running for the truck and she jumps on the truck and, like, is on her back on the floor. And all of them are looking down at her and the Russian scientist says, not bad for a girl. And she goes, I hate you all. And that big smile crosses her face. I was like, right there. That's Peggy Carter right there. It was just so good. It was really nice to see that whole situation. And, like, Thompson choking and right. his respect that he now has for her, because he got to see that just because she's a girl, she can still fight like one of the boys.
Right.
And take more command than even he can. Of a group of men who are able to do it themselves, they listen to her.
Right.
I loved this episode. It was great.
Well, not only that, it's a group of war heroes.
Yeah, yeah. And I liked the moment that they met up with them and they couldn't get the code word right. And the one, I think it was Lee in their group, goes, oh my gosh, that's Dum Dum Dugan. And they, like, they all have this, like, admiration. They're like, you fought with Captain America. And he goes, yeah, but not as long as she did. That's right, buttheads. So it's just, I think this show is doing a lot for her character, and I'm happy to see her take the limelight for a while. The thing that I'm worried about is that if the ratings continue to be the way that they are, that they're going to blame it on the fact that it was a female-led series, and I really hope that Marvel would be smart enough not to. They did just release that they're going to do an all-females Avengers comic series. So I don't think they're stupid enough to go, oh, hey, the ratings dipped because it was a woman. I don't think they're that stupid. Something is going on. I just don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the time slot. I don't know if it's that people can't adjust to the time period. Can people, like, are the men who are watching it getting so ticked off by the sexism in it? Which, aha, now you get it. Aha, now you get it. Like, I can't figure out why. I also know that they're going to continue. They're going to air it out because it's the filler between, you know, until S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back. On March 3rd, S.H.I.E.L.D. will be back on our TV. Yay, excited. Sad to see Agent Carter go, really. I'm probably going to cry. But I wish I could figure out why the ratings dipped the way they did. But it's been steady at 1.3.
Correct.
So, I don't know. But you guys, if you haven't gone and watched Agent Carter, I know one of my friends, I said something to her and I asked her if she was watching it. And she's like, no, I'm waiting till it airs out so I can just marathon it. And I'm like, ugh, you're killing me. Like, you're one of them.
I mean, I understand that point of view. Oh, as a marathon watcher myself. But at the same time, it's like, this is what the industry needs to realize. The viewership as a whole is changing on how we view things. Mm-hmm. So they
Netflix and Amazon Instant and Hulu are making it so that we can sit down and watch an entire season of a show, 13 episode show in a day. I mean, you can be ambitious and try for a 24 episode season in a day. But, you know, we're sitting down and, like, they drop a season of Orange is the New Black and boom, everyone's watched it in a day or in a weekend.
Right.
Like, this is the way that we're going. And I think maybe that's part of it, too. Some people are waiting until it's completely aired out so they can just marathon the whole thing, which I hear you, but it's still an episodic. So every week she's up against, while there's still an arc going on, but there's still bad guy of the week.
Well, also, yes, but again, I may not have time, I being whoever the viewership, may not have time, like, every Tuesday night to sit down for an hour and watch this, but I do want to see it, so I'm waiting for it to come together so I can sit and watch it on my own time, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And I'm one of them that, I am not home on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock to watch it, so one of the first things I do when I wake up on Wednesday, I don't have to be in work until 5. I wake up on Wednesday, I get my coffee, I snuggle on the couch with the dog, and I watch Agent Carter. But I do it legally through ABC.com. And I did have a girl tweeting us earlier today who said that she's in another country and there's no way for them to do it legally. Why is there not? Why can they not access ABC.com and watch it that way internationally? I think that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Like, they want to watch it. We can legally do some of their shows via Netflix or Hulu or one of the others. It boggles my mind that there's not a legal way for these people in other countries to watch it. And they all really want to watch it.
Because marketing people are dumb.
I'm just putting it out there, ABC. If you were just to open it up so that people could log onto your website and watch it internationally, you'd have another even bigger fan base, and you would see that the ratings are high. People are watching it. They just can't watch it legally internationally. I'm just saying.
Hashtag just
saying. Hashtag just saying. Speaking. That's the theme of this episode.
Speaking of marathoning shows, though, the trailer for Daredevil dropped this week.
It did.
And it's dark and devious and delicious.
Incredibly dark.
I cannot wait.
Incredibly dark. I'm... Yeah.
Yeah, that's April 10th, I think.
Yes, April 10th. Marvel has, I saw somewhere that Marvel has a contract with Netflix for 7 series, I think 7.
Well, they're doing Daredevil, they're doing Jessica Jones, which is already in casting. They're doing Luke Cage. Then I feel like there's another one, and then they're doing a team up of those four, I think, if I'm recalling this correctly. And then that leaves open 2, I believe.
So they are definitely, they're saturating the market. That's good, though. Bring it.
Do it. do it. I want it all. And it was just announced that Jessica Jones cast Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah, which you guys, I know her from The Matrix, which is probably where most people are going to know her from.
But more importantly, which we did not get a chance to speak of last week when it happened, David Tennant has been cast.
I know. Oh my God. I saw that when I went lower.
So there's going to be a doctor in the Marvelverse. What? Actually, that'd be the second one.
It will be.
It'll be the second one. They're going in order, too, at this point.
They also have cast Rachel Taylor from Grey's Anatomy, which I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but you Grey's fans out there will know who she is. David Tennant's going to play a villain.
I know.
How awesome is that going to be? I'm excited.
I've only ever seen him as, like, the good guy.
Really. Yeah, he's and always...
Like, he does a lot of, like, foppish British comedy. Foppish. Which is horrible. Foppish is the best way to say it. He did... So there was some bride movie. I keep wanting to say Runaway Bride. That's not what it is. And I will look up the title.
No,
it was like
not.
The Wrong Bride or something. And it is adorably awful. Like, it's kind of like in the theme of 27 Dresses, which is like, it's one of those movies. It's not really
like
a good
British
movie, but oh, it's so cute.
It's like 27 Dresses, but British?
Well, no, it's not 20... It's not like the same storyline as
No, I know what
Dresses,
you mean. But I mean,
like that kind of movie where it's like, this is a really bad movie, but I like it because it gives me feels. Stupid, like romantic comedy feels.
I have a couple of those.
I definitely made somebody watch it with me.
Of course you did.
Well, my best friend
in
college.
It wasn't me, guys.
My best friend in college was coming over to visit, and I happened to be watching it when he got there, and I was like, well, we can't go out to lunch till we finish watching this. Oh, it's The Decoy Bride.
That's even worse.
Uh-huh. Wait. When the world's media descends on a remote Scottish island where a Hollywood actress is attempting to get married, a local girl is hired as a decoy bride to put the paparazzi off the scent.
God have mercy.
Clearly, we all know which one he's going to end up
with. Oh, that's awful.
It's awfully wonderful. Guys, it's on Netflix. You can go watch this. And you should.
I'm going to have to now.
And you should.
And you should. Well, I think that about wraps up TV.
Filming news. Suicide Squad finally gets a filming date.
Did they?
April 15th in Toronto, apparently.
Ooh. In so Canada. Can I tell you, by the way, watching Arrow this week, the scene at the end, or toward the end when he's like leaving... wherever in Asia they are to go home, and it's raining in the background, I literally said to myself, yeah, that's how you can tell they film in Vancouver.
The rain?
it's always dreary and raining up there.
It's always sad.
And right now, they're like, I don't think they have snow. I have a resident of Vancouver. I'll have to find out if it's snowy or not. But
a Vanadian?
A Van native who has actually worked on Arrow.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I know this information to be true, but still, shut up.
So,
we got a bunch of comic book news, though. DC is going to be relaunching a bunch of stuff in June.
Yeah.
Like, bunches of stuff. And there's going to be a Black Canary.
Yeah, a Black Canary solo series.
So let's get excited about that, but hope it's not like Laurel.
I don't think it will be. If it's comic book verse Canary, she's a lot more straightened out than Laurel Lance.
I can hope, but...
Cross your fingers.
But there's some stuff that crosses through. Like, let's be honest, the Amanda Waller we see today, especially in, like, the Suicide Squad comic books, looks suspiciously like Amanda Waller on Arrow. She used to be an overweight woman. Now she's very svelte and her face very much resembles Amanda Waller from TV.
Well, they do that every now and then. The thing I have a problem with is when they change a character, like a big feature about a character. So, for example, loving the crap out of Peggy Carter. We've talked about this. I'm reading, I picked up a book, pretty thick book, comic book. Couple months back, that was Captain. It's a Captain America one, but it says Peggy Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the bottom.
Yes.
And when you crack it open, she's blonde.
Yep.
It hurts my head. I'm like, no, Sharon is blonde. Peggy is not.
Wrong Carter. Dang it.
Wrong Carter. So, I mean, I am reading it. I've only read a couple of pages, and even reading through those couple of pages, I'm like, what is this? This is not in timeline. What is this? So I have to keep reading and find out what it really is.
Yes. But as I was saying, DC is going to be reinventing a bunch of characters. There's going to be a bunch of female titles coming out. They're going to reinvent key characters such as Black Canary, Cyborg, Bizarro, and Starfire.
Bizarro.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be the addition of more comics with female title characters, including Black Canary, as we said, Starfire, and Power Girl, who's going to be sharing a new ongoing series with Harley Quinn, in addition to the Harley Quinn books, which will be coming out. So now, thank you, DC, for taking more of my money. It just seems unfair.
These announcements by both of them just made me feel so welcome in the comic book community as a woman. Like,
listen, I'm not fully subscribing to that yet. We got to see what they do with them.
Granted, but the all female Avengers was good enough.
Oh, that of course made me go like,
just looking at the cover of that, I was like, there's She-Hulk, and like, it. Whew, okay. She's right in the front. That's the only reason I said that. But there's a bunch of them on this cover. We posted it on our Tumblr and on our Twitter. No, we didn't put it on Instagram. I know we put it on Tumblr and on Twitter.
Yes.
So if you're living under a rock, if you're a comic book fan and you're living under a comic book rock and hadn't heard about this, there are links on both our Tumblr and our Twitter to this story. And I believe we did a write-up on the blog. So go check it out.
I just enjoy comic book rock.
Oh, if you're living under a comic book rock.
Ha. All right. So, speaking of comics, what came out this week that made you happy?
Well, I finally made it into the comic book shop and picked up 3-ish weeks worth of books.
Woot!
So, I mean, I read 3 this week. I read Thor number 4, I read Angel of Asgard number 2, and I read Bitch Planet number 2. But I also picked up Lady Killers number 2.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
Have not been able to find number 1.
Oh, I think it just got its re-release either this week or next week.
Okay, so I'll have to call my comic shop and make sure they give me one. But anywho, I picked up Lady Killer number 2.
Which was the one that I was super excited about.
And Return of the Living Deadpool. I love Deadpool. Sorry, he's the best.
I have the very, very difficult problem that I'm trying to get my niece, the baby niece, into comics more. And I'm working. I started on the Batman track. She loves Batman. That's good. We're working on that. But
on the Batman track.
Feel like the greatest is Deadpool. And it's very hard to introduce Deadpool to a 4-year-old.
You can't introduce Deadpool to a 4-year-old.
You can a little bit.
No, you can't. Unless you're showing her the Star Trek jokes. No, you can't.
No, you can. The little thing. She can be aware of who he is as a character without actually getting to read anything yet. But we're working on it. Baby steps. Anywho, Lady Killer issue number 2 was out this week. I won't give too much away because Kate has picked it up and not read it yet.
Not yet.
But guys, I am loving the series. I am mourning the fact that it is a limited release type deal. It's so super awesome to see a woman of the 50s, a housewife of the 50s, just the living tar.
A coworker of mine saw the cover and she goes, I love everything about this. So I was like, yes, and I haven't even read it yet. I've got her reading Bitch Planet though. So I put that as a point to me.
Excellent. So this week we got a whole bunch of stuff coming out.
We do.
What are you excited for, my lovely?
Thor number 5.
Of course. Why do I ask you?
This entire series is awesome. And we had like, I thought we were going to find out who she is in issue 4.
Yeah, I'm getting a little annoyed by that.
But here's the important part of issue 4. At the end, after Odin's son, which is what Thor has decided he's going to go as, because only one can be worthy of the name of Thor.
I would prefer to go with Snorfblatt, but that's just me. Go on.
Anyway. There's a bunch of, like, the Avengers there after they've been unfrozen, and they're all like, well, who is she? And Spider-Man tries to give her a name, and so does someone else. And Thor is talking to his mother, Freya had been frozen as well. And his mother asks who she is, and Thor says, I'm not sure, but she is worthy. And I was like, boom, right there. That's the line from the issue that is the takeaway. Like, I'm not sure who she is, but she's worthy enough.
Holla.
And that is the brilliance of this series. Like, she is, we don't know who she is, but she is worthy enough to wield Mjolnir and carry the name of Thor. That's all that matters. And I know a lot of people have issue with the whole thing. I love it. And I'm excited for issue 5. I can't wait. What about you, babe? What are you looking forward to?
I mean,
so much.
So much. And it's going to be kind of obvious. But Harley Quinn's doing a Valentine's Day special. Because every time there's a holiday, Harley has to have a special and take my money.
Of course she does.
I love her so much. Like, there is no end to my love.
You don't say.
I know. Shocker.
That hoodie that I made. What was really interesting, though, was
someone. I saw someone kind of complaining the other day about the fact that a lot of the Valentine's Day merchandise and shite like that when it comes to comic books will show, like, Harley and the Joker, and really it's this abusive relationship. It's not something you should want to emulate in any way, which is totally understandable, and I agree with them on that. However, I don't know if it's particularly how I was brought up or the type of environment I grew up in, but I never saw their relationship as, like, a great love story.
I don't think of it that way either.
Like, I never thought of it that way. Like, no, she's psycho. Like, she goes legitimately there is something wrong with her, and that's why she finds herself drawn to him.
That's
made very clear.
Yeah, and if you dig deeper into their characters, they're both psychotic.
Right.
So it's not one of the great love stories like Oliver and Felicity that we love, or Peggy Carter and Captain America. Like, it's not something like that. It's on a very weird psychological level, and I think they just both enjoy torturing each other.
Yeah, and it's not so much that they're in love. And, like, you also see she has a relationship, which I don't know if they've ever expressly said that it's a relationship, but there's a relationship there, and they make a lot of jokes that allude to it between her and Ivy, and, like, that's the healthy relationship in her life.
Yeah, which is another psychopath.
Well, yes, but, you know, a more feeling psychopath.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, they don't think they ever out and out say anything about them.
But there's a lot of beaver jokes in the new books, which is funny. Because Harley has a taxidermied beaver in the new launch.
Oh.
And at one point she says something to, like, Ivy, and, like, when Ivy comes to visit, like, oh, you have to see my beaver. And Ivy's like, oh, okay.
Who writes that and gets away with it?
It's great. There's, like, that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so Harley's got a Valentine's Day book coming out, so clearly that will be my money. But also, the new Batgirl should be out this week, so I'm loving.
What's up, Babs Tar? You go, girl.
I'm loving the bats.
The bats?
The bats.
Batsy.
BG. BG. I'm loving BG.
Isn't that... Yeah, it is. I'm not making that up. In the cartoon series, doesn't Joker refer to Batman as Batsy?
Yeah.
I thought so.
In the animated series.
I also have this love of the fact that if Tony Stark ever met Batman, he would call him that.
Oh, of course he would.
Fairly certain I've seen a fan art to that effect.
Where they're throwing money at each other and Spider-Man is just, like, scooping it up.
Yes, that one. Yes. I knew I had seen it somewhere. Yes.
Well, I'll see if I can dig it up for you guys so you can see it. But
it's fantastic.
It's a really cute little thing. And it's,
I feel like,
Tony,
we've reblogged it on Tumblr before.
Quite possibly. It's Tony and Batman. And they're like,
and they're throwing money at each other.
And they've just got money, like, sticking out of their costumes. And then in another panel, you see Spider-Man, like, scooping up all the money from the ground.
Yes. But I think it's like the first panel where like Batman and Iron Man are like facing each other, and Iron Man just goes, "Betsy," and then they're like throwing the money at each other, and then Spider-Man's gathering it up. I think we'll find it for you guys. It's the stupid stuff that I find amusing. I'm sorry. You know. Well, I think that is it for us, you guys. Before we run, though, we do want to tell you some exciting news. We now have an official domain name for our blog. So you can now find us at itsallgeektomeradio.com. And we just revamped it. It looks super cool. We're looking for feedback, though. So if you guys go on there and you think something isn't user-friendly or something doesn't look great, just let us know. Either send us an email or tweet us or however you want. You know, leave a comment in one of the under one of the articles or something like that. Just let us know what you think, and we're super stoked about that. So go check out the website, or you can always email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com, or hop on Twitter and follow us and tweet us at allgeek2, the number 2, me radio. So until next time.
Oh, wait, I just have one last thing I want to point out.
Go for it.
Sorry. So for another couple days, guys, if you are a fan of Supernatural.
Oh, yes.
The hashtag SPNFit group, which is an amazing group of wonderful people who support each other through healthy choices in life, be it you want to lose weight or you're just looking to be healthier. Seriously, they're very supportive. It's an amazing little community. But they created a shirt design, which they are selling to raise some funds for Random Acts, which is a wonderful charity. We have the link to it up on our website. I will put up a link for you guys. You can get either a t-shirt, a fitted long sleeve, a tank top, or a sweatshirt, I believe. There's several different colors. It's a really cute design. It's got the Impala on it. And it is still running for another like 2 days, maybe. So you should totally go up there and purchase one because they're super awesome looking. And the money goes to a really good cause, so.
And there you have it.
As much as you want. Plus, there's not enough Supernatural stuff out in the world. We need more.
I don't think any fandom ever feels like there's enough merchandise.
Well, no, but I mean, they have like the Pops, which is a relatively new thing. They just came out the past like 2 years, I would say. And then, you know, you have the Hot Topic stuff, which is kind of weird to wear sometimes because it's all like, this is Sam and Dean on my boobs, you know.
Yeah, the Hot Topic stuff does tend to do that.
So, you know, there needs to be more stuff. Plus, this way you get something super cute looking and it benefits charity. So, go.
Good. What could be better? So, yeah, we will get that link up for you guys. And until next week. I am your fantastic host, Kate.
And I'm still plucky M.
Have a great week of geek, guys.